are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan and Vic back with you, and we remind you to stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos, videos, and more straight from the team. And you can do this by liking them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns, by following them on Twitter at Browns, and on Instagram at Official Browns. Don't forget to download that app. You can get in the App Store for your Apple, Android devices, iPads, phones, etc., etc. The Browns app's got everything you want, including this show broken down by segment for you to watch or play through your Bluetooth on a podcast setting as well. Every single day broken up so you can get the content you want, like this, the Browns Mailbag. It's Mailbag Wednesday, and we do bring in, of course, our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, for a little bit mailbag session.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Gibbs?
All right, here we go. Question number one from Joe Dill. Yes, are you guys there?
Or maybe we won't bring
There we go.
Hey!
There are lots of things going on
here
today. That
mailbag's so damn heavy, you can't even lug it over to the microphone.
I'm telling you, if you only knew what was going on. You think the brown stream is the only technical issue today?
Lots
Boy,
of issues.
Boy, get in line.
That's all right.
All right.
That's why we have top professionals like you and Casey to resolve all our
issues. There's about five people here working on things. Right. So
props to all of them.
Yeah, props to all of them. That's right, because if not, we wouldn't be here today. Joe Dill tweets us, what's the least favorable matchup on paper for this year's schedule?
The least favorable, I would say, is the opener, because it's at Pittsburgh, and that's been the house of horrors these last 2 years. But more particularly, what I don't like about that game is the established Dick LeBeau defense against an unestablished Browns offense, whether Johnny Manziel is the quarterback or Brian Hoyer is the quarterback. Right now, you know, I think this Browns team offensively has a long way to go to where I could feel comfortable about it solving that. I think starting the season on the road, and we know what the history of openers has been for this club, and it's not been good. And I think putting it there is extra difficult.
I'm not afraid of the Steelers at all. Bah! Bah humbug, Notorious. Let's go. Start off on a good note. I know it's been a house of horrors. It's a new year. It's a new Browns team, a new regime. I think the Steelers are going to struggle this season for a variety of reasons. That's not the one I'll single out. I'll single out in the one instance that I think the schedule makers did the Browns the least amount of a favor, as it were, is week two, the home opener with the Saints. Not that the Browns can't beat the Saints at home, but I think if you could have drawn the Saints in November or December in the cold weather, that's where you can beat the Saints. The Jets did it last year later in the season when they went there on a bad weather day. It really slows down that passing attack of Drew Brees and company. So I think if there's one place where the schedule makers could have done the Browns more of a favor, it would have been having the Saints later in the year rather than earlier in the year. But I think the toughest matchup overall, when you look at what this team's hoping to accomplish, and I would imagine it's a team that if it's going to go to the playoffs and shock the world, it's going to need to win in week 17 and week 16, and having to go on the road to Carolina and then on the road to Baltimore to finish out the season, those are probably the toughest matchups on the schedule.
Yeah, so I've got to start week one, though.
All right. yes, it does.
It really does. Yeah, bring them on. Okay.
Bring them on.
Win the game.
Yeah, just win. Just win, baby. G Money tweets at us, and I have questions about Hoyer and Kyle's offense. To me, he doesn't have the arm strength for the deep play action passes. What say the two of you?
Well, I don't know that the lack of arm strength or not having the strongest arm is necessarily a drawback. I hear what the point is when you're doing a deep play action and you're selling it hard and you're a little maybe further back to make the throw, and then you've got to make that throw on time. But the whole point of play action, I think, too, is to create separation with getting safeties to bite, with getting somebody to take a false step defensively, even at the line play, the front seven play can be compromised by that. And then I think it becomes an advantage. I think this offense in many ways, because of the thinking elements involved, because of how receivers and especially tight ends are utilized in this scheme where the quarterback has to make his read progressions better, and I think right now make him well, and I think right now Hoyer makes those better than Johnny Manziel. I don't think there's any question about it at this stage. So I think it's really built and designed for a cerebral quarterback like Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, but it's also designed for a guy who's mobile, a guy who's able to move around, improvise, make some plays, have the threat of the run. I think we saw it kind of function at that high level. Now, you could argue Matt Schaub is not that kind of guy.
Rex Grossman?
Was very, very good. But I think that, well, and Rex Grossman's certainly not cerebral. He's got a good arm, but
no,
I wouldn't call
not
him
mobile.
A cerebral guy.
No, I was talking about your mobile point.
And so Matt Schaub, I would say, is even a better argument against that, but he also had,
yeah.
But nonetheless.
I'm saying it's, we've established
well, the question, what was the question?
Multiple.
What was the question?
What was the question? Is it a disadvantage for Hoyer in his arm?
Right. So what does it have to do with his mind? No, it's about his arm. Does
he have the arm strength to make the deep throws?
I don't know that he does. That's not his strength to me. I think we're seeing it struggle in that some of the deeper intermediate throws where he's really trying to force in there. But, again, I don't think that's a make or break in this particular offense.
No, it isn't. And this running game, this offense is predicated on the run opening things up. And I think when you've got that balance, it's less important for you. This offense, unlike the previous offense, is not asking its quarterback to carry the load on its arm. So your arm does not have to be robotically powerful to get the job done. Be smart. Know where you're going with the ball. Make good decisions. Make great decisions, because that's what this team needs the most from its quarterback, a guy who can make great decisions. You don't have to have a rocket arm to be successful in it. It's not a spray it all over the field passing game, because they're not going to spray it all over the field.
All right, guys, from YJR, out of all the rookies, who looks to be playing at the highest level right now?
I think it's Terrence West. I mean, I think on a consistent basis, practice in and practice out, as a rookie, he's looked the best.
I would go with Joel Bitonio as well. Obviously, had to limp off yesterday, but I think obviously they're not too concerned about that long term. But I think he's played very well. Obviously, West is the guy that pops out at you, has been playing at a great level. But I'm also going to say, I think Johnny Manziel, for the progress that he has made from start to where he is now, the talent he's showing, the ability to make big plays, he's got to get a nod. And Justin Gilbert has been getting better as well.
Has Manziel been the best rookie out there?
No, that's why I said Joel Bitonio first. Yeah, I was just giving love to a lot of the rookies.
He's a work in progress. He's a work in progress.
He's made more oh my god plays than any of the other rookies, that's for sure. But he's also at that position.
And he's at the oh my god throw position.
there you go.
Where there's no hitting.
Devin Kurvna, sorry if I butchered that. Speaking of rookies, how does Kirksey look? Does he have a shot to win a starting job?
Yeah, he's looked good, and yes. his coverage is what he was drafted for, and I think he's done it. I think he's brought a lot to that particular place in this defense that was lacking. And part of it is because the standard is so low. Coverage was so bad previously on this team by that inside linebacker spot. And I think so maybe I'm noticing as much that, but don't you think, Nathan, on a daily basis, he looks like he's right there around the ball and athletically just brings so much more than they've had there?
Tremendous instincts. His ability to flow to the ball, fill the right hole has been excellent. And then in coverage, I think he continues to improve. And I thought the last 2 days, in fact, were his best 2 days in coverage. I think at the beginning he was sinking a little bit out there. Now he's a lot more comfortable, and he is playing very, very well. And there's one particular play where he had Gary Barnage and was basically in his hip pocket the entire way, forced Tyler Thigpen to try to make a perfect throw, ended up overthrowing it a little bit, got picked off by Johnson Batamosi. So I think Kirksey's starting to play very well. Yes, he could end up starting. It'll be an interesting battle for that nickel backer spot in passing situations, I think, between the incumbent Craig Robertson, who I think has his work cut out for him to hold off, Kirksey and or Darius Eubanks, who has also been playing well in that role.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you're right. A little early on, it was about being a little hesitant, kind of figuring things out. But he's got a really good opportunity to not only make this team, but be a starter. And I think the starting possibility is a genuine one for him. All right, we're going to do this mailbag thing again, about a half an hour from now, about 2:45. Again, want to hear from you at 216-578-0850. Call us up and continue to send those tweets to @Browns_daily with the hashtag mailbag. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs producing. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.